You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligan, stupid.
Come on, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligan.
Yeah, we might be late a little bit. We're doing the show live.
Yeah, for those of you listening, you're like, what are you talking about? I hit play and here you are. Everyone else has been waiting around 15 minutes.
But thank you for the people who are waiting. Thank you for the people who are just tuning in. If you whether you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, thank you. You've made a good decision. It's a good day to be a Cooligans fan.
Wherever you are, regardless of where you're listening or watching this, do me a favor, hit that subscribe and or follow and or thank you button, whatever the hell there is.
All right, hit that donate $250 button. Yo. If you don't got that button, that something's wrong with you.
In fact, I got to talk to Elon. I know you blocking mad tweets, but can you add a $250 goes to you button?
We need to include that immediately. No, but today is an exciting, exciting episode.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Well, I think you should have hit.
Oh, my fucking
yes.
I think you should have hit that.
Because we've had too many requests, too many orders. People saying like, when is this collab going to happen?
Right. When are you going to be funny? Oh, maybe that's just me.
Bro, yo, your DMs is crazy.
My DMs are kind of wild, actually.
Okay. But no, I'm excited. We're excited about today's show.
This is one of the best American streamers. There I said it. In the sport.
And I wasn't even born in America.
Which, well, he's streaming from here.
Yeah, yeah, but no.
What are you checking people's papers? That's what we do in Langola. We check your papers, fam.
We just need to be sure.
Yeah,
okay?
We stamp in all passports. We don't care if it's real or fake. We just want to stamp it. We got a new stamper. We want to try it.
Ronaldinho's welcome in here with a Paraguayan passport.
In fact, Ronaldinho, come in whenever you want. We got passports for you, dog.
Okay. We just want to see your paperwork. Yeah. Yo. Good. All right. But no, absolutely thrilled. I mean, look, the pride of Argentina.
Bro, this guy, he said, if I'm going to go to the water, there better be a plate by that river. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going to get hit with poetry.
Yo, bro.
But let's welcome, one of our favorite live streamers, just content creators in the American soccer space. An absolute honor to be joined.
Yes, from our board to our seat, ladies and gentlemen, Gary Chow!
What's up, boys?
There he is.
Hi, Cooligan.
This man has legs. We only see him from here up.
Look. Everybody keeps thinking, oh, he's actually like 3'7". Stop it. All right. Yeah. I'm a grown man. Yeah. I'm not a kid. I might look like it.
He's 4'7". Yeah.
And I'm 43 years old, baby. Looking better than ever.
He weighs as much as a kid, but he is a full grown man.
Yes, yeah. He is tall enough to ride this ride.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Listen, I'm in the greatest city in the world.
Facts.
With the greatest footy podcast in the world. Double Cooligans, facts. Baby. Come on,
facts
boys.
On facts on facts. Welcome.
Thank
and
you,
you're
guys.
Wearing the right kit.
That's all right. Right, baby. People, Robin Tagini in the chat says, did he lose a bet? Why is he wearing an NYC kit? Because he is here to show respect.
That's
respect.
Right.
Respect. You don't know about respect, huh? In New York, baby? Come
facts.
On.
The kid was like, you want me to bring chopped cheese? I'm like, you don't got to do all that. Just
my
show
man,
up.
Okay? He was going to originally wear Cameron's pink overcoat.
Yeah. Freddie Alacon said he's defective.
No, listen, I was actually going to come in a sporting kit, but I'm not going through the embarrassment of having my own name on the back walking around New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, most people wouldn't know.
No, they wouldn't know.
They're like, Gamija, I heard he's a good player. I don't watch, but.
Big fan. Yeah. But no, here, got to give this man his flowers, dude. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
It's long overdue. I mean, it's like, You are for the people who may not know who you are, which is insane if they don't. But you are, you know, you came into my life, and I tweeted this a couple months ago. I said you screamed your way, you yelled your way into my life. On Twitter, seeing all the reactions, and really the first one was the Sporting Kansas City against the Portland Timbers, when Sporting Kansas City lost
like 7-2. Like, or something.
It was like,
yeah,
it was a brutal scoreline. Yeah. But the thing that made me so happy, and the reason I found this so entertaining, was because we don't really get too many MLS fans that show this kind of energy and passion and frustration with their club. I feel like we were talking about this a little
there
bit.
There is a lot more indifference.
I don't know if it's indifference. It's a little bit of just more measured frustration. Like the way, I think it's the American.
Oh, you mean like a reasonable emotional response? And then we have Kevin.
But that's what we see all over the world. We were talking about this off camera before we started, but that's kind of what made me so an instant fan of you, that you were just like, you brought the Argentinian toxicity to Sporting Kansas City, to American soccer, and that's I think that's what a lot of people fell
in
love with.
Before you accept that compliment, what brought me to, what made me really like what you were doing, was the pain you were in.
Right.
It was a never-ending scroll of pain you put yourself in.
Listen, I got to say this. I know, thank you. First of all, thank you for the words, all right? But I got to put in 2 cents for you guys.
Okay,
go for it.
Clip this for everyone. Listen.
Yes.
When I stumbled on your content, it was on, I think, what you guys want to do. You want fans to, you know, join in and maybe not know anything about the league, or maybe have, you're trying to grow the league in any way, right? So when I saw your stuff, obviously I'm dying laughing. You guys are comedians. You guys give a different twist that I've never seen before. And honestly, inspired me to go live and talk to Chad and talk to people around the world.
It's amazing.
I'm in that chat. Like, look, that's me somewhere in there. You know?
This could be you, could person in the chat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, David Day. Step your game up, buddy. I don't know who you are.
Exactly. Okay. And that's what really, like, I don't know, like, I'm not trying to get emotional here, but it's a weird ride being here talking to you guys. But you guys have promoted me, shouted me out everywhere from everywhere in the world. It's like, it's the greatest.
My
Yes.
We figured, what better way to bring you down than to promote you on our channel?
So I just got to say, obviously, thank you for having me, and course, thank you for everything you did for me. Now, enough of that. All right, let's get serious. Let's talk. Okay. Compliments.
Also, we will never get serious.
Okay.
That's not. That has
don't you dare
I've been
put
here.
That on us.
I've been here.
But no, this is. I'm excited to have you here, and we can do the show together, and obviously interacting with everyone live. We haven't been live in a minute, so it's nice. You know, I figured, you know, especially since Kevin is here,
we'll start doing it every once in a while.
Yeah,
we'll
once in a while. Look, phase distortion. Phase distortion asked a great question. Where is Kevin? Tilde, the tilde, the you in Lopez, do you have? Yeah, you have one, right? On the O.
On the O, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay. That's a great question. Yeah.
That's a very random. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that.
Blame the producer.
Yeah, that's on me. I guess I forgot the random tilde. My bad.
But no, this is exciting. You're in town. I don't know how much detail you want to give. I mean, you're hanging out in New York.
Listen, you might see me more often. Let's say that, baby.
Okay. He's running from a war.
Yeah. I might be kicked out of Canada.
But no, this is look, Matthew Perez or Perez. Where's the
Perez.
Where's the
where's,
there?
Where's the
in the
there?
Perez there? It says we're back, baby. Andrew Johnson said Kevincho needs to start power eating. Chudipan,
I know, yeah.
As my grandmother would say, my guy is mad skinny. He makes Christian look full figure.
Okay,
I'm not gonna lie. I've never felt fatter in my life.
No, listen, they call me Fideo for a reason. Yeah. Baby, okay, like you can't get any skinnier.
Chudipan.
Do you know what a chudipan is?
It's chorizo and what?
And what's the other word?
And bread.
And you did it.
There you go.
Did.
All right.
Argentinian cuisine is not that difficult, bro.
It's very simple.
It says churipan.
It should be choripan.
Choripan. So just, you know, we need to, you know, get that right. All right. So
Yeah. All right. Where
Levitard Show is in the house. Shouts to Levitard Show. And they said villains in the chat.
Yeah, we've got some villains.
So, yeah, let's
the
start
Levitard
there because I'm receiving a little bit of smoke, right? The chat's back, which means Alexis is in trouble.
Well, the villains are back, bro. Yeah. They're the ones who are back.
Can I just say, I said something. I said Villa was in a big club, 55 weeks ago? And these mans have held on to it until they saw that live notice. And I think the first comment we got was, now that they've had so many signings, do we think Villa's back? And I'll very quickly say, Monchi got brought in. He's making some great buys. They have one purchase. One. Y'all need to chill. The rest of them haven't gotten over the line yet.
Pau Torres, right?
No, he's not on yet.
Oh, he's not.
He's not in. As of yesterday, it's still just... Okay. There's not that many, but they are looking at Tyler Adams. So I will say... You get Tyler Adams, suddenly I'm a bigger fan of Aston Villa. They got Yuri Tielemans. That's the only one they've gotten over the line. They're looking at Chiesa, which would be another huge deal for them.
Yeah.
They're looking at Pau Torres, possibly Tyler Adams. Save Tyler Adams from the championship, please. Look, I'm a fan of Aston Villa. I just, whatever. For some reason, I don't put you as like one of the top five, dude. So I didn't call you a big club. But congratulations on your purchases. Is mad cute. None of them are called Declan Arroz. So I don't care, bro.
Do Villa fans even put them in the top five? Like,
no, but they think of them as a big club because they won some European competition that's very
800
big.
800 years ago.
Yeah. It's fine.
Right. when you were still playing with wooden, you know, studs.
Yeah, and when they invented Montessori schools, Villa's like the Aston Villa of international soccer. I just said the same thing. Uruguay. Yeah. Uruguay when we had dinosaurs and Villa's the same thing.
That's right.
I was giving Nigel Real Coker some smoke, and he was like, "Oh, how do you guys do in the World Cup?" I was like, "Well, we finished third in the first one." And he's like, "You did?" We won one.
Speaking of another American international,
we know
Brendan Aaronson, obviously after being relegated with Leeds, he's going to be going on loan to Union Berlin, where we attended a game. They played against Wolfsburg. We were there last year. It was great. They're going to be in Champions League, so Brendan Aaronson, obviously, we're going to be playing in Champions League.
As long as he starts.
Good move. I think it's a good move. There were a couple teams interested in him. Weren't they talking... a team in Italy, maybe? Not AC Milan.
No, it wasn't Italy. I think he was getting looked at by a different Bundesliga club.
Right.
I can't remember.
And there was another Premier League club that was also interested in him as well. But I think this is a good move as far as getting playing time. But the main thing is you don't want to see Americans, you know, fail.
Right.
You know, no. Leeds getting relegated, hurt.
Well, there's like one or two previous where I'm like,
where you're like, all right.
Maybe this isn't the best ambassador. You know what I mean?
You know, well, we won't say a lot.
Capital ASS in ambassador. but Brendan Aaronson is a good dude.
Yeah.
Weston McKennie, I don't think, has really figured out where he's going to land.
Right.
But it doesn't look like he may be back with Juventus. Maybe he will. Who knows?
Right. And Timothy Weah just was signed there, so that was kind of dope.
Give him his fit was crazy.
Was it crazy?
Came in clean.
Yeah. I gotta bring the. Did you see this?
I did see this. This is delicious.
He just. I think he came in with. No one's gonna judge me for this fit.
You know what? Juventus holds themselves. Yeah, remember, Juventus is a brand.
Brandon, listen, you're in Northern Italy.
Right.
Be careful.
A little classy.
A little class. Okay. Right?
He classed it up.
This ain't Napoli, Papa.
Yeah. Exactly. In Napoli, you show up in a tank top and flip flops. They're like,
"You're the best dressed
guy." Revived, you know?
This is, it's conservative.
What are the team colors, Christian?
Mm-hmm. Black and white.
And how's he dressed?
He's wearing black and white.
Thank you very much.
It's fine.
This is classy, bro. Well,
I'm
why
surprised.
Why did put him in a Jeep Compass though? That's
Uber, bro. Like,
he's dressed too nice to be sitting in a Compass,
he looks great. I'm just saying, he wasn't there to me, he means business.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. We like that. To make a big statement.
But it's classy. I'm not a huge fan of black sneakers with white soles. We off that, but other than that.
I'm a fan.
It
attracts attention to the shoes.
Nah,
it's kinda nice.
Dude, that's 5 years ago. It was already cooked. You need to get off it.
So you know, Alexis, he's on the forefront of all fashion trends.
If only they made it in my size. Yeah, I would be.
Get it tailored, baby, you know?
Stunting, bro. Get it tailored. Wait, stitch two of them together.
Okay, I think we should start with as far as American players, we should talk some Gold Cup because Jesus Ferreira has been, I mean, he's been doing what's asked of him. He has been absolutely showing up. And people are still not happy. They're not.
Bro, he should be wearing latex the way this dude is dominating.
It's a good bit. Okay. Jesus, why are you wearing a gimp mask? Yes, bro.
You get the bit, right, Jesus?
Jesus, it's all good, right? What a weird image to think about.
Well, you all have to see it.
Yeah, from like someone like me, like I'm trying to get into like Team USA because I've been stuck with one country, like focusing on
right,
one.
Right.
And I'm trying to understand like what did this man do to have so many people go, nah, bro, ain't good. I think
played
I
in MLS.
Answer. That's it. All right, I figured. But like, listen, I'm gonna say this: Argentina. Sometimes we play Bolivia, we put seven in the goal or whatever. Yeah. And every time, like, bro, hey, listen, Dybala's playing good right now. You know, he might make a fit. What is going on where people just are not sold about this guy? I don't get it.
I don't. For me, you're asked to do a job, which is go out there and score back-to-back hat tricks, one of which is in the first half.
Right.
Okay. Has there ever been anyone on U.S. to score back-to-back hat tricks?
I don't know about back-to-back, but I know he matched
Landon Donovan's record of three, and that's the most.
And the homie got two in two games.
He's gonna break this record probably the next game.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
It depends.
It depends who
they says it was first back-to-back hat tricks in USMNT history.
Okay.
Bro, come on. Let him celebrate, dude.
Matthew Perez put Jesus the Gimp. Do not get that trending. There's way too much context needed. Kirby D said, this turned quick. Yeah, dude. Welcome back, guys. I think, and I said this on the show, I'll say it again on the morning show, he's done enough for me to be like, okay, he should be competing with Ricardo Pepi for the backup position.
Right.
Balogun still gives you something that he doesn't, technically wise, to me, this is great, but now is when, okay, if I'm weighing out what the competition is, and I'm not taking away how great he's playing right now, and I like the fact that he has a chip on his shoulder, and I like the fact that he's a little bit angry. I like that. But there's two things. We have to start asking questions about staying in a league like MLS when there are levels above that you can and should be moving to. Playing like this should get him a shot at a bigger, at a higher level.
And I think he needs it because we saw him playing in the World Cup. He started the game against Netherlands, right? He started the game.
Yeah,
I think so.
He looked lost. I mean, it looked like the level was just a little out of his reach. Yeah. So
either that or he didn't even believe in himself to be there.
Maybe. I don't
he
know.
He felt like he was in a shell.
Yeah. I would say I'd say this. The back-to-back hat tricks, I think it's an incredible achievement and an unbelievable record in U.S. men's national team history. And we should applaud Jesus Ferreira for this. The one thing, the reason it like to me, it's like I'm not gonna praise him too much, is because I think the growth here in for U.S. soccer and U.S. men's soccer is that the team to beat two teams in a row, St. Kitts and Nevis and Trinidad 6-0, that says that the team as a whole is so good that I would argue if Balogun started in this game, same exact roster, except you swap out Balogun and you swap out Jesus for Balogun. I think Balogun does the same thing, maybe even more.
You know,
I think the team
do.
Is so good and so dominant that to go through a Gold Cup like this, like when you look at the Landon Donovan, he has his three hat tricks, and one is against Scotland in a friendly. The other,
I'm looking it up right
now. It was Scotland, another Caribbean nation. It was like two friendlies and one Gold Cup game. And so it's also, again, the competition is sort of questionable, but it's harder to, it seems like this is going to be a regular thing if this is the quality of the U.S. men's team.
This is arguably our C squad.
And look how good they're doing against the competition, which just shows the growth in U.S. soccer.
Let's see him do it against St. Kitts, Nevis, Trinidad, and Tobago. You know what I mean? All four.
All four. Yeah. Just a strong 22 that they feel.
His other hat tricks were against Cuba and Ecuador, by the way, in addition to Stalin.
Bro, he disrespected Cuba, though.
It's all right. It's okay.
Zachary Johnson paid $2 for us to say, Jesus to Al Nasser, get this man in the bag. Bro, we're like, we said higher level, dude.
I mean, seeing this, being Argentinian, moving to the U.S., and how do you sort of navigate through the U.S. soccer and at least compare it to what it's like in Argentina?
Okay, I'll say this because, honest, and I'm going to speak so honest about this, all right? Because it does bother me, and I don't want to put one down or the other, but here's the thing. Here's the Argentinian League. Let me tell you if this sounds familiar, or tell me if it sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. One, Argentinian League, we, you know, create young players, we adapt them, we, you know, grow them, and then they're gone, right? They go to Europe. All right. Then we have players that maybe couldn't cut it in Europe. Maybe they had a stint, maybe a year or two, and they come back and they play there forever. And then we have older players that come in, let's be honest, retire back in their home nation, right?
Right, right.
When I moved this over to MLS, especially recently in what we're seeing now, I'm not seeing a huge difference in the same metrics. We got younger players coming from around the country, our own Americans that are growing, maybe going to Europe, players that maybe couldn't cut it in Europe, and then we got older guys coming back. The argument, I don't want to start, that we can go in this for hours, but if I'm being real honest, and Argentinians don't even give me it, because I don't, be for real, bro. Like, we are pulling, like, right now River Plate's linked to Funes Mori. And our River Plate our fans are like, bro, we might get Funes back. Are you kidding me? Funes Mori is like the greatest thing for us right now. I don't see a big difference. Now, of course, hundreds of years of tradition and academies, that's going to come, I'm sure. Yeah. But when I see comments like this guy needs to go up, I totally agree. I think he should go to Europe. You know, he's going to adapt well. He's going to be a great player for the U.S. in the future, for sure. But the arguments back and forth, the development, and this league is better than that. We talked about this before we went live. No one's talking about leagues in Romania and whatever.
Right.
Because people are jealous we got players. We got ballers, baby.
I mean, okay? but to some degree, like, if you saw a player playing for the national team of Argentina and they were playing well and you found out that they played for, you know, Vélez Sarsfield, you'd be like, well, ain't he good enough to play for a team in Europe?
Exactly.
There would be pressure to get them out. But there's this, and really up until MLS said we're a selling league, up until that moment, there was an insane amount of pressure to keep the best players back home. Right. You saw that pressure on Landon Donovan, who again disrespected Cuba by scoring 3 goals against stop doing it, dude.
I'm glad you retired. Stop hurting Cuba.
Yeah, bro. We off that.
Landon, Fidel, been the same boat.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, Landon, Cash. I mean, Donovan. Why'd you have to say boat, by the way? Damn, bro. I'm catching straight. The point being is there was all that pressure on them to stay home. And now it's like, now there's encouragement to go out and be a great player in other leagues. And when you see a player of his quality, of Jesus Ferreira's quality, being a designated player, you're almost like, I mean, good for you, but also like, fam, go do that.
That's fair.
Where they speak Blorgan. You know what I mean?
Yes. You know? Yes, yes. A beautiful language.
You know?
But this is, I'll say this, and I think it's incremental, and we should give credit. This is why I think MLS should get a lot of credit in developing a player like Jesus Ferreira.
Yeah, as long as he goes and does something with it.
Sure. But as far as intra, like, you know, in CONCACAF.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first goal, right? To dominate CONCACAF, right? That's what U.S. is trying to do.
And he's doing it.
He's
killing two nations at a time.
But the, you know, the dominance against Mexico the last couple of years, like, we're getting to this point that it's like, it's coming to fruition. Jesus Ferreira, his dad played for the Dallas Burn, bro.
Yeah, bro.
He is a Nepo baby. And he is dominating. This is like the plan, and it's like working out, bro.
Nepo baby becomes dominatrix. Zachary Johnson spent 10 American dollars, which is 10 Blangolan dollars. We've matched the U.S.
It's like 10,000 Argentina. Yeah,
facts. It says, Argentina, bless my hometown team, Lucas Elarayan, the greatest player in MLS. this a lot. That, again, not the thoughts of Alexis Guerrero.
No, Zellerion is a beast, but also
Zellerion's an
now
player.
Plays for Armenia.
Yeah, isn't he Armenian?
Yeah,
Armenian just, Argentinian.
Yeah. So he's obviously, you know, I'm sure he tried it, just like Lucho Acosta, right, who was trying his best to get on the national team. Did you see Lucho? Because he saw, he saw after the World Cup, he's like, I ain't getting on this team.
I think I'm gonna shot. And he was like, nah.
I'm gonna be a fan wearing my USMNT shirt. Yeah, yes. But it's great to see. I mean, I hope, you know, I'm pretty confident. I think the U.S. has to be the favorites to win the Gold Cup, especially after seeing what Mexico.
I think Jamaica could still pose a bit of a problem.
Could, but I mean, look, these results I think are not flukes. They look really good. I mean, even the subs that come in Julian Gressel coming into the game.
Cade Cowell
getting
yesterday.
His first goal. Gianluca Busio getting his first goal.
My boy Busio.
Oh, that's right.
Gianluca Busio, again, you know, didn't look incredible, but from where he was and where we all thought his level had dropped to what he was able to provide, again, yes, it's not against the highest level of competition, but I think that's encouraging for a guy like Gianluca Busio, especially someone who was struggling to get on a Serie B side.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, once Venezia got relegated, it just deflates.
That was it.
Because Tanner Tessman.
Who should have been on this team. Why is he not on this team?
I don't know what he's... I know he got married recently. Maybe he's on his honeymoon.
That's not a reason.
We all first.
Better wedding gift than to completely cook a dual island nation?
Mexico did lose to Qatar, though, last night.
Qatar had one shot.
They had one shot.
It was a goal. It was the only goal of the game.
It was literally one of those FIFA game stat lines. One shot on target, one goal, 25 shots, 17 on target, zero goals.
If that happens to you at FIFA, you throw them.
Exactly. Oh, you're rage quitting.
I'm never playing that game ever again.
This was, did you watch the game? I watched this game. This was just was remarkable. I mean,
I did not. I was asleep by the time this game
came
out.
The thing I did love is that Qatar just brought that CONCACAF. They were just like, bro, give me...
We see what y'all doing.
We got you.
Yo, we spoke to Honduras on the phone. We now get the vibes.
Bro, they were falling over, grabbing their face when somebody just like, you know, tapped them on the leg.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing and they got the goal that they needed to get and they just literally just bunkered down the rest of the way. Yeah. It was the goal that they gave up, it was a header, and this is always the ones I heard. It's always when it was Julian Araujo who was he was in a bad spot. He was like marking two players, and it was either the near post or the far post. He picked the near post, and the guy ran in front of him and got the goal. But when it's a player that we've interviewed twice on the show,
yeah, it hurts.
It doesn't feel good. And I'm sure this is the thing.
But we
too.
Did take credit for him going to Barcelona.
That was all us.
That was all you, baby. Yeah, man. Yeah.
We negotiated the deal, to be honest. But this is a thing we feel all the time when we interview players. That you have a personal connection. And I imagine when I watched your Daniel Shalhoub interview, when Daniel Shalhoub misses a great chance or something.
Yeah.
How is it? How do you feel of like how critical should I be?
Right.
Or how you know, sensitive to, you know, to the relationship.
You know, I catch myself because like during a live, I'm like, okay, I'm like, Daniel, please. All you have to do is just pass it in. And then you don't got to do anything fancy.
You just
like,
had a reason through the TV.
Like, baby, remember
like,
me?
Yeah, listen. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like, you build that connection. You want to be professional. You guys know, all these guys and ladies are like the nicest people ever.
All of
They're
them.
Just
yeah.
all sweethearts. So you feel
like 99%.
99%.
Yeah. There's a couple where I'm like, oh, look, another ambassador.
Exactly. You know, but so it's like weird balance. But like anytime I see, I don't know, like Johnny Russell, he like completely misses it. And I'm just like grinding my teeth. I'm like, okay. But I've heard from them, and I'm sure they've told you guys, It's a weird thing that for them that they like to balance out, like, we like the criticism at an extent, like nothing personal coming obviously. But
they know it's part of the game.
It's part of the game, and they love the passion. I think that's the game you play as a creator as well, but look, sometimes if you just gotta pass it in, Daniel, just pass it in.
Look, the kid may be wearing NYCFC, but you can see his heart.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I think for the... I don't know, the nature of our show, I think because we're comics, I think a lot of times people just assume, oh, we're here to, like, make fun of... If a player plays poorly, well, then I'm going to go to Cooligans because they're going to make fun of this guy or girl. Right. And it's like, well, that's not really that fun, right? No. I mean, it's just like, there's plenty of negativity. I mean, look up any...
Every comment section of any tweet I'm in.
Anything Alexis says or anything about women's soccer.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be about women's soccer.
Yeah. If I say something about women's soccer, I mean, buckle your seatbelts, folks.
The only thing you need to do if you want a little guide is if they have no profile pic or it's like a faceless profile pic and it says MLS anything, beware. All right, you might see some crazy.
I also will say if it's the profile photo is the photo of a player.
Good point. Who was the there was a MLS hater? Did you see that?
Yes. Oh, right.
The guy who said that if Jesus Ferreira gets a hat trick, I'm gonna delete my account.
And half the country was
praying. And then
praying.
He gets two hat tricks.
What was this guy's account? I gotta look it up. See if his account.
I think it's MLS.
It's horrible.
I'm assuming. I'm sure it's. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, he changed his profile pic.
But
you could see
it was a. I'm not gonna put it on the screen.
Yeah.
But it's basically a photo of Osama bin Laden, but it is Greg Berhalter's face in.
Jesus.
Like he changed
a beard.
His face, but it's Greg Berhalter, but it's Osama bin Laden.
By the way, his pinned tweet is this will be the most toxic period in U.S. men's national team history. Because of you, dude. You're part of that.
But that was really a threat. He's just like, oh, I'm going to make this the most
toxic. This was a promise he made.
I highlight this because people like this get a lot of legitimacy in the space because Taylor Twellman was retweeting it. A lot of very prominent people in American soccer were retweeting it. But this is sort of the landscape where we can't just ignore people like this. I mean, I guess you can, but... I don't know. Maybe they think it's like fun, or maybe this is part of the entertainment of the space.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm not.
Start tweeting out crazy shit like that.
Let's go. You're gonna blow up, baby.
Elon gonna shut the whole thing down anyway, bro.
Exactly,
bro. You're gonna hit your rate limit with all our tweets, bro. Douglas Reyes around says that coward still hasn't deleted his account.
No, he has not.
So, but I wonder why people like this get a lot of prominence. I think for American soccer fans, it's difficult to ignore because it's a little bit like, oh, somebody's talking about us.
I think you struggle with this too because you're just like, why would people be mean? That's not like you just don't understand how you don't understand how that is.
Like, as an adult, that's like, you know, been to therapy. Yeah.
Probably. See, and again, this is a problem for the show. I need you to be more toxic. No, I think people, there's a reason why rubbernecking is a thing. There's a reason why people slow down when there's an accident on the other side of the highway. Mm. People want to see chaos. It makes them feel better.
Yeah.
And, well, my life is a bit more figured out because I'm not this guy on Twitter. So that you see that. And also, if you have the same feeling, you would never say that, but you certainly would retweet it. You know what I mean?
Right. I just watched...
How many Sporting Kansas City fans are like, oh, we lost. Hey, let's see what Camacho... let's see that vein in Camacho's head. Exactly.
I mean, honestly, usually when I'm like on Saturdays watching NYCFC, and then as soon as it's done, I'm like, oh, what's the score, Sporting Kansas City? Who are they playing? And if the score is bad, I'm like, let me fire up this live stream, bro. Tell you
what. He's tucking a napkin.
First of all.
He's like, we're about to eat off that, off that Kevin pack.
Everyone's fake as hell, all right? First of all, I'll have a stream. I got like 50, 60 people. We're chilling. We're talking about the game. Goal goes in. It goes to 200 live viewers immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hey, bro. Guys, welcome in. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Like, geez,
hey,
bro.
Do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the thing you
do.
All the eye emojis start flying in. Exactly.
It's like, Covincio, say the line.
Come on, do the thing you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
It's like you're upset. You're like a dessert restaurant. You're upset no one's eating dinner. They're just showing up after dinner. It's like, bro, you know who you are. You're the guy who screams, no, it's all going to hell. You drag your massive eyes down.
I just watched the first episode of Black Mirror of this season. Have you seen it?
I didn't know there was new season.
It's a new season, and it's a really great episode with Salma Hayek. It's so good.
Oh, then I will be watching.
Yeah. Okay.
No, because it's well written.
The storyline.
We know what triggers Alexa. Let's go. But there was a great moment. I don't. This is not much of a spoiler or anything, but it's essentially like the premise of it is like a watching a Netflix documentary about yourself and how that like how weird that is. Ooh. Sort of is. So it's a great concept. But then towards the end, they start talking about the person who created it. And they essentially said that the name of the show is like it would be like Alexis is awful. That would be right. The show for
and
you.
Thank you for giving me this idea.
So what are you saying?
Yeah. So no, but that's how it is.
Right now, five people were like, "Dude, I'm writing that."
So then one of the highlights of it was that they said that they tried being like Alexis is awesome. They tried that, and they said people didn't watch. They didn't like it. They only. Watch things that were negative that fed into their own fears. So just like the thing you mentioned about like chaos. Yeah. So yeah, like there's something about the internet and chaos and drama that is, if it was just positivity all the way through, would be like, it's boring.
Yeah.
It's
not. Did we not learn that on January 6th?
My TV was on. What's going on out here?
Were we not all fixated?
Right. But it wasn't as entertaining
we
as it was.
Rooting for us.
I was mostly like, oh,
but
okay.
We were like affixed to the chaos.
Without a doubt. I'm just, it's an interesting thing that even within ourselves, that's sort of what the episode kind of highlighted, that is what we're drawn to.
Yeah.
Even drama within our own lives and stuff like that. So, okay.
I mean, how much did they pay you to say all this?
That was our Black Mirror ad.
A little commercial break.
That fit in perfectly to
like
the show.
It. I yeah. like it.
Okay.
No, it did.
I feel like you need to relax and chill.
I do.
Yeah, Christian. We've been talking too much about negativity. And I'm thinking, how would I chill? Let's think of something, a big competition we're all absolutely very excited for.
Exactly.
Leagues Cup.
That's right. Leagues Cup 2023 is coming soon.
Lionel Messi, huh?
My baby boy is coming here to America.
His first competition or the first game he'll play in MLS is supposed to be this Leagues Cup match. It's going to be huge.
I'm actually very, very thrilled. I mean, Leagues Cup, even as we're ramping up into it, because obviously there's going to be a lot of soccer this summer, but just the competitions, obviously between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., it adds another layer of a very truncated 1 month like CCL.
Yeah.
Just like. Bigger and insane.
And all vibes.
Very much so.
And you got to match the vibes that are on the pitch with the vibes in your living room. And you know how I'm going to do that? With a nice, cold, crisp Coors Light.
Let's go. Okay. Because, you know, even Cavincho, he has an ice cold Coors Light, doesn't even yell anymore.
No. He goes, oh my God.
I'm not old enough to drink it.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing.
Legal reasons, he is old enough.
I am super old.
This is like, it has to be.
The joke is he doesn't look like him. He will be carded until he's 90.
Put a banner up. You got it. But okay,
realistically, he should be taking off that mustache and putting it on me.
Yeah. He can't grow one. But here's the thing. When I open the fridge, every once in a while, my wife will cook something. She'll say, hey, I made something. You can have some if you want. It's in that container. And I stare at it. I go, I don't even know what this is.
Right.
I'm going to eat it anyway, but I don't know what it is. Mm. But I don't want to be confused. And that's why, that the little mountain on this bad boy turns blue when it's cold. So when I open up the fridge, I go, hey, that beer's ready to go.
Boom. Okay. So this summer, stay passionate, stay refreshed with an ice cold Coors Light, official beer of Leagues Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Let's go.
Boom. All right. Let's just see where the state of MLS is right now, bro.
Go all the way to the bottom so we can see Sporting Kansas.
I don't have my glasses on.
But yeah, let's do a deep dive and see how we feel. You know, we don't talk about Sporting Kansas City in any real depth, but we should take some time, right?
Yeah, give us some credit, guys. Bro, we play footy out there.
Look, let me give you guys a comment right now. You're not Los Angeles Galaxy,
right? But look,
not Colorado. Yeah.
Over the past few weeks, they're not NYCFC, bro.
Yeah.
Hey.
Five
won yesterday.
Five games with no losses. They're all draws. Except put some respect on our name.
But in the Western Conference, look, we're looking at the table. Kansas City is in 10th place, which I honestly, difficult for me, given how this season started, watching your live streams, difficult to believe. But they've managed to turn things around. How can you explain how they have done this? Because it looked really, really bad. It looked bad last season, and up until towards the end, and it looked really bad in the beginning of this season.
Well, to everyone except Peter Vermees, who's like, no, I gave myself a contact.
We're good. We're good, yeah. Now, here's the thing. Like, last season started out horribly. Halfway through the season, we get two guys. We got, you know, players that were supposed to help us out for a little bit, and they did. Like, we actually started getting points. It looked like we might have had a shot. It was like a 3% chance, but we were like, oh, my God, we're actually, we have a chance. And then we didn't, but it looked good for this season.
Right.
We were all, even I was at the beginning of the season, I'm like, guys, relax. We're going to be there, baby. And then St. Louis, I'm like, St. Louis, you don't know nothing about footy, you know? Just to going back and forth with them. But, and then we just couldn't, like, not just score. I mean, teams were putting like 3-4 goals in our net every game. And I was just, I couldn't do it. Like, for weeks, every week getting beat down. And at one point, I'm like, listen, I'm going to finish this season, and I know where we're going to be. All right, we're going to be in 14th in our conference. It's going to be fine, and I'm going to watch your teams or whatever. And for whatever reason, it seems like Alan Pulido, who's obviously, that's our star. That's our guy.
He's turning it on,
turning it on. Like, and then we had like one, we have a little cup, okay? Give us some respect. For 1 month, best team in MLS, you know what I'm saying? Month of May, best
get that
team,
banner
baby.
Up in the
put
rafters.
It up, baby. Put
it'll be
it
bigger
up.
Than the NYCFC banner, unfortunately.
Hey, look, I'm not saying anything. I like it in New York, okay? Okay, I put respect in New York. But no, so it's just one of those things. Like, one thing I learned and I'm learning about MLS is, and maybe I should have told Kevin this a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, is the two sides of this league is it's so beautiful because you almost don't know what to expect in that game. You like, let's say we play St. Louis. We should lose that game. Like, they're a solid squad, right? But you never know. It's like one of those leagues where you never know. So it's like every week you're on edge. Now, on a creator point, you just don't know how to react. Like, should I be upset right now? Or are we about to kill every team after this? I don't know. It's just one of those things.
It's interesting because, like, with NYCFC, it has been very frustrating because the standard has been so high the last couple of years. There was a you should look up the NYCFC Instagram account. Maxime Chanel did like a pregame, you know, hype video like in the locker room, and he was just literally pointing out. He's like, 8 years, I've never missed the playoffs. I'm not missing the playoffs. We're not going to be a team that's not in the playoffs. And it's just like so direct. It sounds like a lot of the fans in the supporter section.
Yeah,
and it's
he's got drums and a chicken bucket. I'm like, damn.
So it's like with NYCFC, I think they have a longer leash because
we recently won a cup.
Won the MLS Cup recently. But, like, even the videos that you've been seeing about, like, you know, the fans arguing with the LA Galaxy players and the NYCFC fans arguing with James Sands and stuff like that. Like, we're getting a little bit to a point where it's like, you know, this is healthy.
Little
it
standard.
Is. There's some healthiness to it. Look, bragging rights is important. You know, like, for an example, you mentioned St. Louis. There was conversation about finally Kansas City has a rival
but you don't really think of it as
no one does, but I think because of proximity.
Yeah, it's proximity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm asking
Missouri.
Other people. We hate them, right?
Like, yeah.
Okay, we're all gang, right?
Should we do this? We're into the stadium.
I mean, why do they choose red? I mean, we're blue, they're red. What's going on?
But like St. Louis, because of the proximity, you share a state with. I didn't realize. The Kansas City is two different
everyone
cities.
Everyone wants to get out of Missouri. Yeah. Though. Like, don't. Everyone from Missouri, they're
I thought it was one city that was in two states. I didn't know there was two cities next to each other named the same thing. It's so stupid. Whatever. I thought St. Louis, but you need to do work before St. Louis can consider you a rival because they're like, I don't know, fam. We up here, bro.
I agree. Yeah, no, like, anytime. And they're in my comments, like, how does it feel, bro? I'm like, I didn't say anything. Okay, go to them. I didn't say, I don't know anything about nobody.
You're like, I respected you.
You guys are good. You guys are a good team, all right? I like your kids and your stadium, you know, whatever. But to give them credit, just like LAFC and Austin, the atmosphere from what I've heard and what I've seen is amazing. the squad, we were making fun of them just because they were like, we don't need DPs, baby. We just picked up a guy in the street, and he's good. Yeah. And we were just like, we're going to kill this team. You know, this team's going to be horrible. But credit to them. Like, they're a good team. Yeah, and yeah. I would not want to play them in the playoffs at all. You know?
No. Yeah, I mean, they play a style that you just – they're either going to lose by four goals or win by four goals.
Well, it says a lot. I mean, we interviewed Lutz Fanantio, who's the sporting director at St. Louis. Mm. And there is a, you know, we met him initially in Dusseldorf, where we had like a meeting with him. And he was like talking to us and a bunch of other journalists. But immediately from talking to him, you're like, all right, this guy, like, I mean, he's a little eccentric, but like he brought so much. He's basically running a Bundesliga club in St. Right. Louis. I mean, like, that's exactly...
There's no doubt about it.
That's exactly what it is. And bringing a lot of knowledge and that German efficiency that they always kind of...
That's why we got Klaus.
A lot
of
lists. He's got a lot of lists.
Yeah, a lot of
lists. Bro, I don't know if you...
he's German. They just keep good
Germans
records.
Germans making lists, bro. We don't need to get into
it's
that.
It's not the list y'all are thinking of. I just meant the guy has, you know, he's a lot of record keeping. I will give you this note about St. Louis. They have the best goal differential in the league. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
At plus 15?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
They're fun to watch, but you watch some of these games, and it's like, they have, like, 7.6% possession and are winning these games. They're just dominant. They have a style of play and you can tell it's like it's not really about a chemistry with the ball.
Yeah, they're like rules.
Yeah, they're just like,
we've heard that they're rules.
Get me to rock when I'm open. Yeah.
I like how their tactic is like, what if all of us just run at the guy with the ball? Then one of us might get the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, on three.
Well, I mean,
I want to give you guys another stat real quick before you move on.
Go.
NYCFC lower in the Supporter Shield ranking than Sporting Kansas City.
That's pretty shocking.
Heartbreaking.
That should make you cry. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I'm near tears. we're all tied with 24 points.
So you're telling me if I switch teams.
Yeah. You're doing worse.
I'm doing worse here? Okay.
Well, it's been...
I think it's because of goals scored.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've had a couple.
Yeah, NYCFC doesn't have a striker. They need. So, yeah. I mean,
it's important. You
bro,
know,
get in, dude. Like, get on the field.
I got an idea. Jesus Ferreira. He doesn't want to leave the league, right? Yeah.
Well, the what is it? The like Gabe Siegel, the like homegrown academy kid, has been the striker. When it's the kid like that you're relying on to get you goals, it's gonna be a tough time. I was
in a cafe and a very sweaty man who had just finished a run in my neighborhood came up to me, goes, "Yeah, soccer guy, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am. Thank you for noticing." He goes, "Yeah, you guys are really funny." I'm like, "Oh, well, thank you."
Hey.
He's like, "I work with NYCFC." I'm like, oh, that's who you know who I am. Okay. Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, he's not really saying much. It was like all short words. But he was like, Siegel had just scored the winner the night before. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Siegel." He's like, "It's my guy. I worked with him when he was younger. He's going to be great." I was like, "Oh, for real?" I'm like, "Yo, is he good? Like good? Or did he just score?" He's like, "No, he's good. He's like, he probably needs a little bit of time to get to that." Because that level is a big jump for him.
Yeah.
I believe before that he was in NYCFC 2 in the MLS Next Pro. Yeah. He goes, "It is a big jump." But he's one of the players that we have that can make that, make that leap. So I'm almost like, oh, I kind of left with a little bit of confidence. Maybe we don't need a striker. We do need a striker.
we do. Definitely need a striker.
For those 10 minutes, man, I was floating.
As far as with Kansas City, who do you, as far as what you can tell, has it simply been Pulido just playing a little bit better? Is it maybe even the Tim Melia getting injured and McIntosh stepping in, and maybe just that change turned things around a little bit? But is it Kyrie Shelton scoring goals? I mean, it's kind of insane. I don't know what
former NYCFC.
Yeah. What do you make of like who should we sort of credit the most?
If I'm being honest, it has to be Alan, because here's the thing. The weeks we didn't have Alan, it seemed like we had no ideas. Like, the balls would be flying in, crosses every minute, nobody's there. The little tap-in, baby, it's easy. Remember, Daniel? Remember when I told you a little tap-in? and it seems like that was missing. Then he came back for a few weeks, and, of course, he's been gone for, like, a year, more than a year. The guy's been injured for a while, and now that he's back, he started cooking a little bit, and we weren't sure. And now the dude seems like he knows exactly the space he needs to be in. every day we were getting some alert that, oh, Cruz Azul and Chivas, like every day are coming after him, which is really annoying. But I get why. I mean, they want this guy. He's popping off again. It's just as long as he's not injured. Sadly, he goes on an international break and he gets injured. He comes back and he's not playing for us for like a year. So everybody has that taste in their mouth. They're like, I love Alan, but please just can we get a full
retire
season?
Retire from international football.
Exactly. Yeah, but I have to say that.
The weird thing is like if he keeps playing like this, Mexico is going to call him up.
Oh, for sure.
And they also probably need him back. Yes,
especially when everyone was like, Santi Jimenez. And then...
Yeah, and then Santi Jimenez is
clotheslining
a Qatar. You guys. I don't know what. See, but that was like even the thing. Like as far as being very CONCACAF-y, the guy was trying to draw that slap.
Yeah.
For minutes. I mean, he is wrestling with Santi, and I mean, you can't even blame him. It's just like, bro, get off of me because I'm about to backhand you.
Yeah. And he was like, you say what? Mastercard me.
He's a monster.
I think I'm dying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We gotta get him off the field immediately.
How do you let monsters like this play? Zachary Johnson paid $5 for us to say, how do y'all feel about Timu Pukki? Isn't it Timo Pukki?
No, Timu.
Timu Pukki getting signed by Minnesota United.
I want to talk about thank you. Please put any other questions in the chat and feel free to super chat. Feel free to do that as well. Thank you.
Or else we're not reading.
We'll definitely read it. But I am excited about this signing. Timu Pukki obviously leaving Norwich City in the championship.
Wasn't he elsewhere? I think he was elsewhere. I think he had moved on from Norwich.
Maybe. I don't know. That's the last place I remember seeing him.
Norwich legend.
And I'm going to Minnesota. I think this is such a great move.
No, it was still Norwich.
No, he was still there, right?
Really?
Yeah. He was there with Josh Sargent, just killing him. And
He went to Bromby.
That was in 2018.
Beforehand. He was at Bromby before him. My bad.
This is, I think, a very, very good signing, and I think he's going to be a great fit in Minnesota. Minnesota need a striker.
Do you know how old
Pukki is? He's up there. He has to be like 32, 33.
33 years old.
Yeah, hey, dude.
So when we talk about also, he's 5'9".
Okay.
What's wrong with being 5'9", bro? What are you doing?
What's wrong with that? There's anything wrong with being 5'9".
That's like throwing shade? Like, what's going on, Alexis?
Me and Kavicho right here feeling very
Alexis
funny.
Alexis talking, he's like,
unless
like
you're
he's
also
6'5".
Trying to be a striker in a wildly athletic league. So I just want to say, while I think this is the right type of signing for MLS teams, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone who's a goal scorer, maybe... You know, played at a high level, but is not the most consistent at those high levels, can walk into an MLS, which I really feel is a championship type level. You know, sometimes you play against a League One team here and there. No offense, Colorado. But, you know, you really are a championship level.
I thought he was going to get me. I was ready.
Nah, you're better than us. Hey. I would be throwing shade at NYCFC if I took a shot at you. I think because of that, I think this is, while a good signing, I do want to temper people. Because this isn't necessarily, I don't think he's going to be the world beater. And he's also the type of signing you would hope we would move on from as a league. I'd rather see a young striker come in.
I'm a fan of Timu Pukki. He was still scoring a bunch of goals when Norwich were in the Premier League just 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And scored a bunch. He might be pretty high up there as far as like Norwich like leading goal scorers or something like that. I mean, he's all right, right?
I'm looking it up right now.
He scored 38 goals for Finland, which is cool.
Okay.
That's a lot of goals.
That is a lot of goals. Guys,
why are we breaking down his resume? Well, how do you feel about Timu Pukki going there, Kevin?
Listen, I think, okay, do we have scouts in South America? I'm not going to throw shade or anything, but we got guys down there, right?
We do, but I mean, also, let's give credit. There are a lot of South Americans, a lot of Brazilians, a lot of Argentinians playing in MLS now.
That's true.
Many more down there that we can poach.
We can, look, Sporting, I'm not even getting into it, but yes, I think it's a weird mix because obviously Messi, I sound like a super hater because Messi comes here, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what we need. And then everyone's like, Messi's 48 years old. So what are you talking about, buddy? But no, I see what Alexis is saying. It's like we want to shake that as much as we can. But unfortunately, the bad or the downside of having a Messi come here is we're having like the Busquets and maybe older players that want to play with the buddy or play against the buddy. We might get a little bit of that.
But
which
what
is
about
fine.
All like the River and Boca and you know Racing players and, that have never played with Messi and think, hey, a here's
point.
A chance. I don't have the quality maybe to go to a PSG. I don't have the quality to go to a Barca, but I definitely got the quality to go to Inter Miami. It ain't in the mud, bro.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, I'm almost more concerned. Like, I think Timu Pukki has a better opportunity to succeed in MLS than like Sergio Busquets. I think Busquets might have a little bit of a rough time, and not necessarily because the level is going to be insanely high.
You don't want to defend.
I think the pace of the game, the weather.
Yep.
And the travel
elements,
and his teammates.
Right.
His teammates.
Yeah,
Minnesota. Minnesota is a better roster. You put Busquets in Minnesota, he has a little bit more of a fun time.
Also, not too happy because of the weather.
But that's my main concern. So that's why I think Timu Pukki is a good fit because they're not going to ask him to do much more.
Also, he's from Finland. He's going to be like, this ain't snow.
Right, yeah.
He'll be out there in flip-flops, bro.
Pukki, there's someone named Pukki Gomez, which is perfect. It says, yo,
I grew up with a kid named Pukki.
We all know a Pukki. Everybody had a Pukki.
Don't trust a Pukki, bro.
Pukki, yeah.
Says, yo, coño, I'm 5'9". This is great.
Catching strange. Yo, Pukki,
you ain't on Minnesota, Pukki.
Okay, so the other news. Jim Curtin re-signs his deal. He re-signs with the Philadelphia Union. There was rumors that there was also maybe USMNT coach rumors. And the other one was a lot of people were suggesting the Chicago Fire. He was a former player for the Fire. And they were saying, oh, maybe he'll be interested in going back and coaching that team and turning things around because the Fire are in an abysmal situation. But no, he is staying with the Union. So my question here is, Should Jim Curtin is a homie, fan of the show. Should he have stayed? Because we know that there was probably some European interest. Mm. And should he have, I don't know, pursued other opportunities? Has he done everything he needs to do at Philadelphia? He was very close to getting an MLS Cup. That's really the only thing. That's where we got this from.
Oh my f***ing God!
It was a legendary moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's your ringtone.
this feels a little bit like because he did not win MLS Cup, he wants to really make it. So
yeah.
should he have
one Gareth Bale substitute away?
Should Jim Curtin have looked at other opportunities?
I think Jim Curtin, similar to Jesus Ferreira, has shown that he has the quality to move up a level. But he is a Philadelphia guy. Remember when we started this podcast and early on in this podcast, he was in the brink of getting fired. He was not having a good go of it. And they trusted him. They stayed with him, whether it was because they didn't have the budget to go out and get somebody else or whatnot. They still trusted him and stayed with him. And look at how that, you know, look at the fruit of all that labor. Look at how well that's turned out. There is still some unfinished business, though, for this guy to get that close to an MLS Cup when we know he's a good enough coach to have won MLS Cup.
Oh, yeah.
He just hasn't always had... He's done so much with so little for so long.
Yeah.
That I feel like if you're going to hire him, there had to have been a stipulation. And he's like, sure. Oh, I'll come back. I love this city. I want to be here. Bro, you got to open up the purse strings a little bit.
Exactly, yes.
Can daddy just get a little bit of budget?
Right.
You know?
I mean, imagine him.
You think he calls himself daddy?
Jim is just like flirting with the owner. Like, why? You don't got to do this.
Yeah. I think you guys were homies and not that homies.
Baby, he's like, yo.
Jim, we're in a board meeting.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to make sure you ain't bored, baby. Yeah. Oh.
Can you just turn down the Riz a little?
No, we've over-rizzed, dude.
I think it's a he's adored, and I think Philadelphia Union fans would have I believe the second longest tenured coach behind Peter Vermees.
Mm-hmm, no comment.
Well, I could be wrong about that. I think that's accurate.
I think that's
well
right.
Deserved.
Yeah, and you know, even coaches that are, you know, you sometimes you're on the hot seat, and recently, I think still Vermees is kind of there. I don't know.
It's cooling down, but it's still
cooling
still
down.
Warm to touch.
Mm-hmm. If
Just like your face. And like, Jim.
Bro. He's a good junior.
Can we mute Jim real quick? Yeah.
Look, I just want to let you know, it's working, but you got to tone it down.
Bro, I'm adding a zero to your contract, dude. But it's getting to be too much for the room itself.
If Sporting Kansas City missed the playoffs again, do you think it happens? Yeah.
Get down from there, Fang. Jim, you turn a Fang on, bro.
Look, obviously, if people don't know, like, right before this season, his contract was done, okay? So it's time to think about it. And I seriously thought, I was like, okay, they're probably going to give him 2 years. We ended okay last season. Like, we came back. We look all right. Give him a couple years, and we'll see how it goes. The way it has started, and continue, let's be honest, like, we are hit and miss sometimes, you know? So it feels like if we don't get in the playoffs now, it's a club that we don't really win a lot of cups, but we're, like, always there. We can always upset some people.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. You know, it just feels like, okay, we give him 5 years, by the way, Chad, and everyone watching. So, I don't know, genius decision. And this guy is coach and sporting director.
He gave himself president. 5 years. He was like, 5 years? Five years.
That's right.
Self-handshake. And
great working with you.
Yeah, dude, stop touching my face, bro. Yo, what's going on in conference room B? It's just Peter Vermees stroking his own cheek. No.
Bro, thank goodness you said cheek there. Yeah. I did not know where that was going.
I thought he was reaching for his wallet. Yeah. Different cheek, dude. I want to read Zachary Johnson's comment because he paid $5 for us to say, yeah. New England just signed an Argentinian winger named Tomas Chancalay. Yeah. And I thought Chanclas. He was making it up because of Chancleta.
Yeah.
But no, that's real. He was
originally in Minnesota, no?
I don't remember that. I know he's a Racing player.
Oh, I thought
he's currently playing for Wasi.
Oh, right, yeah.
In an Emirati club. Yeah. He's only 24 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, when's SKC getting an Argentinian player?
Wait, he was in New England.
I think he's out of spite now, because I know exactly what you're doing. Every club, I go to Tom, any Tom tweet, I'm like, it's an Argentinian to not an SKC. And it literally is every time. What's going on?
Yeah, it's you know, I've never been to Argentina. I would love to go.
When I was very young. My grandfather was the captain of the boat, of the ferry that goes between Buenos Aires and Montevideo.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. Look at that.
Look at that. My cousin.
Look at that. Okay. Alexis.
Captain of the boat.
What a surprise. Alexis has semen in his family.
all over that family tree, dog. It's like that flower that smells like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Whatever,
what?
Bro.
You know what I'm talking about. You know it's that time of year where you're like, yo, why does it smell like Clorox?
But, you know, obviously, being an NYCFC supporter and seeing so many different Argentinian players come through, younger players, older players,
Uruguayan players,
players. But it's been a you know, getting to meet these guys, interact with them. There's just a new affinity I have for the country and obviously and its players. But the fact that,
dude, he feels such an affinity to Argentina, he doesn't even call himself Latino anymore.
Let's go.
I mean,
I brought that up. Because this was a confusing thing for me, because when we moved here, I was, of course, I got the comments in high school and middle school. They're like, you're not one of us. You don't want to be one of us. So I asked my mom, I'm like, Mom, what are we European? What's going
on?
No
somos animales.
Yes, exactly. No.
I'm joking.
It's
good. Mom,
it's deserved. Yeah. Trust me, guys. Look us up. You know? Yeah. But she goes, why do you say that? Because I was like, Mom, some of them, she goes, listen, there's porteños, where your parents and my grandparents came from Europe, and they just think that they're from Italy or from Spain, and that's it, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And I'm sure it's a weird culture thing where you go out of Buenos Aires, and they're like, what the? You better not call me European. You know what I mean? They're like, do not call me that. That is disgusting. And my mom is the same way, even though her mom is not from Argentina. Right, my grandma's not Argentinian at all. She got bullied for having a Spanish accent because they don't know how to speak. They can't figure it out. You know, and so everyone's bullying because everyone's like Italian. They're like, you don't know how to speak. Yeah. Okay,
¿Qué pasa?
All right, but that type of thing is funny to me. But I totally get it. You know, I get when people kind of grill me. I'm not gonna get defensive and be like, actually, we don't think that way. But there are people that have that feel. Like, they are so
Nico.
Italian.
Nico got so upset when I said that to him.
Nico cries every night.
He's like, why do you say that? Did you see that politician in Argentina who, while giving a speech... He said, like, well, we came here on boats.
Oh, you're talking about our president?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Literally our president.
He goes, these people, they're from the mountains and from the hills.
Bro.
We came here on boats. And we were like, why is your president saying the quiet part out loud for Argentina?
Bro, our ex-president had a gun pointed directly to their face, and the gun misfired. And then nobody cared. Everyone was like, all right, it's fine. This man says one thing, and like, how are you our president? Yeah. Like, what is going on?
This dude can't even avoid getting shot like the last guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, it's a longer conversation that we don't have time for.
Oh, geopolitical conversation?
No, let's hear back, baby. But just like, I mean, there's so many
cultural
nuances and things like that. I think it's healthy to like roast each other, make fun of it, and stuff like that. Just like, you know, I grew up with like Dominicans and Puerto Ricans are supposed to hate each other. And I'm what beef did I walk into?
Yeah. Right? Every once in a while, my mother would just be like, they stole our flag. And we're like, what?
Dude, I don't know what to do or whatever. You know, it's like and then it's also like the acknowledging your African heritage and also being Latino it's a complex lot, you gotta do a lot of work, a lot of research to understand
a big old salad bowl.
Exactly. Bro, I mean, it's just like, bro, my blood aunt is white. I don't know what to tell you.
My cousin looks exactly like me and she's black.
This is what my family looks like. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, my grandmother's black. And people were like, oh, who's that lady? And I'm like, nice. That's abuela.
Yes.
That's it. That's what
we
look like.
We don't know, bro. One of them makes rice and the other one makes beans, bro.
If we come back together. If we look at ourselves right now, this is Latin America. Yeah, right here, man.
Let's go. Let's all do a still so we can be on the side of a bus for a college ad. Yeah.
You're welcome, New
York. Look at Boricua College expanding their classes.
This is the brochure. All right, bro, this has been remarkable. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. This has been so fun. Everybody in the live, y'all the absolute best. Make sure, if you do not follow Kevincho, Kevincho_TV, go check him out. I mean, it's just some of the best reactions, some of the best...
Some of the best editing in the game.
Editing takes. I mean, look, this. You know, I honestly think that we're catching this young man on the ascent, bro. This guy.
We got another hour. Keep going, baby.
But it's you know, we say this all the time. It's just like you're incredibly entertaining, super fun to watch, and the main thing with a lot of this work or content creation work or just working in soccer is just like the consistency.
And the sacrifice of putting yourself out there.
And the passion behind it. And look, man, you added the blue flames to your damn video. You know, look at this, bro. You know how long I know how long this takes. Even if we're like a 90-second video.
Exactly. What a loser this guy is, bro.
Just like, a kid floating around. I mean,
all right.
When I found out this man had a wife, I was like, what does she do? Just stare at you while you're on the computer I got to get me bouncing around real quick.
Exactly. Now we're at the point she's like, listen, you can keep doing this as long as it gets us in a place in New York I can come back home. And I'm like, all right, that's my next goal. But yeah, no, thank you guys. This is so fun. I could do this for like hours. This is awesome. Thank you.
Bro, keep doing your thing, man. This is too fun. So everybody, make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans, wherever you get your social medias. And, you know, we're on Twitter for as long as that exists. and Instagram, TikTok. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well.
Oh, and let us know what app you want us to switch to when Twitter collapses.
Yes.
We're thinking Truth Social right now.
Oh, my God. We are not thinking that.
Bro. All right. Mute Miguelito right now.
Wow.
Okay. That voice is not going to be part of the college brochure.
That is Michael. That was not Miguel.
How deep in Long Island do you really?
Yeah. Wow. Bro, that sounded like it came from the Hamptons.
Yeah. This dude gets one lobster roll in the Hamptons and he comes back being like, I got some different ideas.
Have we talked about bootstraps on this show?
You know what? I think the Supreme Court is perfect. No, seriously, y'all the absolute best. We will be back on Thursday. Enjoy July 4th, your Independence Day. You know, barbecue, burgers, whatever you got to do.
Nice.
Enjoy yourself.
I'll be working. Watch morning footage.
Yeah. So we'll see you in a few days. And do we have a guest that day?
Yeah, we got Tom Penn, CEO of the New San Diego MLS team.
Tom Penn, the CEO of the new San Diego team coming to MLS. So we're going to be talking to him. So that'll be a lot
great
of
conversation.
Fun.
So a slightly less important guest than me.
Yeah, you know, just like a dip. Just quite the downgrade, bro.
Just scraping the bottom of the barrel.
We'll wrap. We have to do. Can you get that? Should we just, let's just do that. We can.
Which one?
Yeah, that one there. We got to open some stuff that we have forgotten about the last couple weeks. All right. So this is from Mikey Lopez.
Yes.
So this is. Oh, Birmingham Legion.
Yeah, baby. Mikey Lopez, former NYCFC. Oh, good, because I actually have the other one. check this out. Birmingham Legion made an incredible run in U.S. Open Cup. You want to help me out here?
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Look at that.
Look at that, beautiful, with the 3 stars. Yours, I don't know if you see that, right above your heart, it'll say Magic City, which we all think about Birmingham, Alabama, when you think Magic City.
I know.
The Magic City, like the Atlanta Club?
No. That's what we all think about. Look at this little Chick-fil-A on the back. It says get rid of. Why number 5? I don't know.
Yeah. I got the same number.
I was going to say that.
All right.
Cool.
Sweet.
Dude, this is dope.
Yeah.
We also got this box.
Just the Chip City.
Yo, Chip City.
The capital of Blangola. It's the capital city.
They bought sponsorship rights.
We'll name it whatever you want.
Shout out. We got a box of Chip.
It was almost Heroin City, but Chip City made a call last second. Okay.
We said, look, I don't know if it'll be a good look to work with a cartel. but you can see, I don't want to block Kevin too much.
No, you know.
So this tells you all the different. If you guys don't have a Chip City near you, go online and order it.
Damn,
yeah, these cookies are crazy. We got confetti, chocolate chip, cookies and cream, dairy-free chocolate chip. Get that out of here.
With the ISO over here?
Yeah.
S'mores, bro. Ooh.
S'mores is the best one. Hands
down.
Yeah, but
do we call it s'mores or s'mores?
S'mores.
Yeah, s'mores. If you say s'mores.
No, s'mores.
Damn, bro.
You're not allowed in Langola if you say s'mores. We got triple chocolate and oatmeal apple pie.
Bro, we're gonna feast.
Let's taste one real quick.
Look at this.
All right.
Is this a s'more?
Like sprinkles.
I'll split the s'more with you.
All right.
Let's taste one real quick. We're way over our time here.
Yeah, yeah. We're all good.
This is like how it used to be, huh?
Yeah, in the old days. I mean, we were late. Now we're running late.
Isn't it weird that they made a cookie called Cookies and Cream? It's like, bro, how you make a cookie named Cookie?
It's just a meta cookie, Alexis.
Let's see.
All right.
Oh.
S'more is the best one, hands down. No question.
Chip City, you did it again.
All right. I got the sprinkle.
You want confetti?
Yeah.
Confetti is like dumb sweet, though. If you like really sweet, go with the confetti.
This is not too sweet, though.
That one is,
this is nice.
Amazing.
It's pretty well balanced.
We're just chewing in the mic now. Like, whatever.
No, deal with it, this is what the people want, bro.
Brother Contreras said, oh, God, I'm very hungry when I'm watching that treats.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I got a gift for Kevin.
What?
We do.
That's right. We got gifts, bro.
Blangolan gifts.
Yes, baby. Boom. I love it.
Gulliest. Official.
Let's go.
Hooligan shirt. Gulliest.
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
Part of the squad now.
I hope that's your size.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's perfect. That's great.
By the way, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but somebody messaged me and said, yo, I need to know where Christian got that Gulliest shirt. And I said, our website. And he goes, oh, I should have checked it first.
Thank you.
All right.
Look at this. We all got gifts, huh?
Yeah, we're snacked up.
Shouts to Mikey over at Birmingham Legion.
Yeah.
Bro.
Former NYCFC player.
Yeah, man. Juan Agudelo also on the team.
That's right.
Let's go.
All right, everybody. Let's wrap. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Shout out to Kevincho.
Oh my
legend, bro. We actually, we gotta
every night.
We got to invite more people that are buttons on
this. Yeah, man. All right, Bobby, you next.
Bobby. We need Micah Richards.
Zach Johnson, $2.
ASMR.
For ASMR.
You're welcome, dog.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the follow button. And also do me a favor. Tell your best friend in the whole world. If they don't know who we are, tell them something cool about us. Something to watch. Something to listen. Send them a clip. Do something. That's it. Would only help us out. Shouts to everybody over at Metalark. Shouts to Dan Lempertard. And you know what? Most importantly, shouts to you. No, more importantly, shouts to us.
Shouts to the Cooligans, bro.
Peace, everybody. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.